Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Halfway home on one of the better days I can remember, being live on the radio in San Diego in 15 years, certainly. We are Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan is our home, and very happy to be here this morning with you. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And a very momentous day with the extension of the great Jackson Merrill is going to be here a long, long time.
Jeff Passan weighing in a couple of minutes ago, 9 years, $135 million, and allows the Padres to keep one of the best players in the game through his prime years. San Diego is 6-0, and this is by far its biggest win of the season so far.
Love
from
it.
Jeff Passan this morning. So he didn't get the scoop. That went to Robert Murray of FanSided at 6 a.m. this morning.
He's
right
good.
As,
I love
right
Robert
as we
Murray.
Were coming on the air.
Crazy.
And, you know, getting ready to start what we thought was going to be a pretty fun show, just talking about the Padres' 6-0 start. We had the double good news at the beginning and then officially announced by the Padres just a few minutes ago. And they have now officially announced a news conference at 9:30 this morning. We will carry it commercial-free, 9:30 with Jackson Merrill and A.J. Preller. Sammy Levitt will have interviews, one-on-ones with Jackson and A.J. as well. We'll be back here just kind of coordinating and orchestrating and throwing it out to Sammy for full coverage of the Padres news conference to extend Jackson Merrill.
Selfishly, does that mean we get to leave early?
No.
It does not.
I mean, I guess I could probably do it without you.
Oh, I'll stay. If you're
but,
staying,
you know, there
stay.
Might be a few minutes in between the end of the news conference
That's
and
true.
The start of Sammy's
right.
interviews that we can chat about what we just heard.
Well, I'll stay here.
And I don't know, you know.
It's fine.
I don't know how long the news conference portion will go on. Jackson's not a run-on sentences sort of guy, and neither is really A.J. Preller. So
right.
if those are the only two speakers, it might...
Could be a minute and a half.
Might move rather rapidly, actually.
Yeah. Probably could have just done this on an email, guys. I mean, if it's those two guys, just send out an email, we'll read it, and we'll call it a day. But no,
good morning, guys.
I'm excited. We'll be carrying it right here on 97.3 The Fan. More exciting news today, guys. Just the delayed, if you guys remember the Christmas and holiday extravaganza, right? Ben and Woods annual Christmas and holiday extravaganza. We do our exchanging of gifts, and we all get each other really good gifts. And I always feel bad if I order something and it doesn't arrive on time. It's happened to Paulie before. Paulie had got me some really beautiful baseball cards of my kids.
That afternoon,
after the show was over. But you have to do the thing where you like print out what it is. Here, you're going to be getting this suitcase in a month, so look forward to that, right? Well, that happened to me. I bought you guys these items, and they did not come. And in fact, they did not come until yesterday. Yesterday. It is April 1st.
Oh, my God.
Instead of December 20th, when we did the Christmas and holiday extravaganza.
That's right.
Is this our jersey?
And I went to the mailbox, and they have arrived, my friends. You're signed, Jonathan Moxon. Well, James Vanderbeek.
Right.
Jerseys are here. Now, that's signed by
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues, James Vanderbeek. And it's a collector's item. Now, Paulie did the story.
Thanks, buddy.
Paulie did the story on, put it on, everyone will see how it looks. Paulie did the story, James Vanderbeek suffering from cancer and kind of put out this thing of like, hey, man, I've got all these jerseys. I'll sign them and send them to you and help pay for my cancer treatments. And I thought, A, we all loved the movie Varsity Blues, except maybe Ben. But we loved the movie
Varsity
Blues. Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, I bet you did.
I am human.
I bet you did like it. I can think of a couple of scenes I bet you liked a lot, Mr. Whipped Cream. But I thought, yeah, I'm going to get...
I do like it creamy, as you know.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Wow.
So I thought to myself, I'm going to get these guys their signed jersey for Christmas. And it kind of ruined it when it didn't show up on time. But then again, he is battling cancer. So he finally got them out, shipped as promised. My guys, rocking there. John Moxon, look at that. State champions patch on the side, 87 and 89.
Texas forever.
Texas forever. You got the signature on the back. You look great. That's the first football jersey you have ever worn in your life.
It is. It's the literal first football jersey, I think. I don't think I ever had any, like a junior sale or any jersey growing up from the... I've had a Padre jersey or two over the years.
I had a Steve Largent jersey.
Oh,
but,
nice.
So I put it on over my sweatshirt. It looks like I have pads on.
Like, you look like a lineman.
I could be a lineman now.
No, a tight end now.
Yeah, that's true.
You look like a lineman in the 70s.
I dropped some weight. So.
But... yeah, very, very good. Very, very good. Do you like it?
I do. It's actually a nice color.
Nice jersey. It's a good color.
It's a nice color.
That's Dodger blue, so I'm figuring you'd like that. But
it's not Dodger blue. This is nowhere even near Dodger
blue. Ben, you do a great job.
This is Detroit Lions.
That's true. It is Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions.
What was the name of their team, actually? It was the...
Ooh.
Somebody will tell us.
Wild, no, not the Wildcats. Wild. That was a whole different movie. Goldie Hawn.
Wildcats is a brilliant movie. Don't make it give up the kids, Frank. That movie's brilliant, by the way. Go see Wildcats if you haven't already. Young Wesley Snipes in it. So good.
The Varsity Blues High School was small town high school, West Canaan, Texas.
West Canaan.
West Canaan High School.
Coyotes.
Was the Coyotes.
Look at you guys.
I'm looking up.
You look like Billy Bob in that. Oh, I love that guy. So there it is. 4 months later, literally 4 months later.
Fantastic!
You have it. It's signed by James Vanderbeek, and we now know that we could maybe help contribute a little bit to him, hopefully feeling better. I do follow him on Instagram. Seems to be a great guy, great dad. Is spending a lot of time with his kids. It's really sweet. So wear those jerseys. Wear them with pride. Okay.
So
did anybody let you guys know that you made television appearances last night?
No, had no idea.
No one mentioned it.
Nobody
to you.
Mentioned it.
Yeah, so trying to do a new thing with my new schedule at Channel 10 and bring some more Ben and Woods from the radio to television. And so in our 5 o'clock news last night, thought, okay, what's one of the hot button stories of the day? It's the Jurickson Profar 80-game suspension. We had a really good segment yesterday at 7 a.m. talking about that. So I clipped, just a minute from our discussion where you were kind of pointing out, hey, he didn't test positive last year. I said, hey, those numbers are going to be called into question. And we kind of went back and forth and just took our YouTube stream and introduced it and, you know, talked about it. Kimberly Hunt was a big fan of the segment. She thought played really well, looked good on the air. So I'd imagine that we're going to do that more often in the future, once or twice a week, maybe a little more Ben and Woods and Paul. From 97.3 The Fan onto the Channel 10 airwaves.
I like that, man. Help us grow our audience. Only took you 7 years.
Just
too.
So you know, you won't be getting paid any extra.
Nothing
for
extra.
Those appearances. You get nothing for that.
Well, I also don't have to do any extra work. So
you also don't have. That's true.
We'll call it even. You know, I see people all the time like, hey, I'm going to go down and do these news hits at TV stations. I'm like, that's a lot of driving and, you know, extra stuff. I don't want to do anything extra. This is plenty for me.
No, I do all the work.
Yeah.
You get the extra attention and promotion.
Okay, works for me.
Now, Paul, you didn't say much during the clip, but you were on the screen, obviously, because we got the all three of us.
You're like our AJ Hawk.
So Kimberly asked me at the end, who is the third guy who is there with you?
That's AJ Hawk.
AJ Hawk.
He works for us. Yeah.
PT Hawk.
So that's our
PT Hawk.
That's our great executive producer, Paul Reindl. He doesn't always say a lot, but he's ready to chime in, so he's always on the screen, whatever's happening, reacting to the big sports news of the day.
Staring at the camera for hours and hours.
Just keep in mind. At any moment,
any of this,
you may be on television for real. So don't, you know, that say, Paulie, like you do that. That's
you could be on
just
there
staring straight forward without blinking.
Don't pick your nose
at all. Right. Don't pick your nose.
Don't moon the camera.
I mean, I will edit. I will be very careful to edit it out if I, for instance, was picking my nose,
right,
I will be less concerned about what you two are doing on the other sides of the camera. So just keep that in mind.
Okay, good. And maybe give us a heads up of, hey, I might use that on the news tonight.
I mean, it's really an after the fact sort of thing.
Right, right. Hey, that was a good
thing. That was a good segment. Maybe I will use that.
Right. Correct.
Probably will use, maybe our Val Kilmer discussion on the
air. Yeah, maybe.
That was a good discussion.
It was good.
I don't think I'll probably use that, actually.
But you guys look good in those jerseys, man. You really do.
Paulie, how long have you not blinked? This is getting creepy now. He has not moved at all. It looks like his camera's frozen.
Can you work a hot beef in to the news?
Hot beef! At some point? I don't know. You want me to incorporate it into
the drop.
A newscast somewhere? Yep. Oh, well, I mean, if we use it and Paulie plays the hot beef sound while we're talking about something, it will make the air on Channel 10.
You're going to have to play it every segment.
Just in case.
I like to freak a lot of old people out.
You got a problem.
That could make the airwaves, too. Who knows?
I kind of feel like left out that I didn't get myself a jersey. Because I'm looking at you guys. You look so good in them. And
I'm all more than
ben
happy
would like
to re-gift.
Know if like his.
Oh, no.
Would you like me to re-gift this?
It's a double XL.
I know your 50th
XL.
Birthday is coming up. I don't have any idea what to get you, but now I have a really good idea
like
of what you want
got
for your birthday.
Sizes as if we're going to be like wearing autographed jerseys around town.
I don't know why you wouldn't. They're so cool. No, who has them? You guys like, you like, Paul, you like special shoes and hats and stuff that nobody else has. This is a jersey. Nobody's got that jersey around here. I should have gotten one for myself, damn it. Oh, you're asking what I want for my 50th birthday. Cash is perfect.
Cash.
I'm going to England.
Pounds.
So
you want pounds.
Pounds. Yes. An S load of pounds is what I want. That's what I want.
Well, I lost a lot of pounds.
Pound
so
town.
You're welcome to them.
I'm going to literal pound town. I was looking at the conversions yesterday going, I have no idea. I do need to like, I don't want to carry a bunch of cash.
They take all the electronic forms of payment in England. Don't worry. I don't think you need to actually.
I need to get some
convert.
Pence. Some pounds
some
and pence.
And pence. Yeah.
How
a
much
hay
is
penny
a,
or two?
How much is a sixpence? Is it six cents? What is a pence?
I have no idea. It's like a cent, I think.
I'm going to be so dead when I go over there. You have no idea. Without my wife there to help get me around, I'm going to be a lost cause.
Speaking of presents, you can win some tickets to the big Vegas concert. We have not given them away yet. We've got a one-week prize for Tacon Woods for the When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas on October 18th. Huge show. Paulie would love to go to this one. Blink 182, Panic in the Disco, and The Offspring. Your chance to win coming up next in Tacon Woods. We need a contestant. Now's the time to call. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We will play our game and get any more Jackson Merrill news for you when we come back with Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And perfect transition, because it is now time for me to talk about all the pounds I have lost. And that is not the British currency. I'm talking about actual weight, thanks to SDFatLoss.com. I went through their weight loss program, and it's just a good program. It's not based on any injections. You don't have to buy anything extra like shakes or bars. You simply prepare your own food, stuff from the grocery store. For me, it was a lot of chicken and steak. Ate that for 2 months, and I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. And that's exactly in line with what they expect when you follow the program. Up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in 60 days by following the doctor developed counselor-backed programs at SDFatLoss.com. My colleagues, Chris and Matt Scraby, lost 77 pounds on their journeys. John down the hall, fantastic weight loss. And so many Tier 1s have lost hundreds, even thousands of pounds now with the SDFatLoss.com plan. Just set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com and take advantage of their spring special. Here still in the month of April, you can get $200 off and feel like a new you by the time summer rolls around. In just a couple of months, just make that first step by going to SDFatLoss.com. Get your free consultation. SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary. Just doing the math, the conversion. Jackson Merrill's contract extension, only worth about 100 million pounds in England.
All right.
With at least the current exchange rates. So you're not quite getting the bang for your buck there. in England, where pounds are very expensive.
One pence going, equals one penny UK equals $1.30 US penny. So like one, I don't want to mess with it. I'm just going to use my credit card.
Probably safe.
Just give me cash, though.
Sometimes they charge you extra international fees on your credit card. Oh. You might want to look into that before you go.
All right.
Just keeping that in mind.
A few months away.
Yeah.
A few months away.
From your trip.
Do you call your bank before you go on a trip?
Yeah, I think I will on this one. Let them know. I'll be international, man of mystery.
You do want to make sure, even if you're traveling domestically to a different city.
Spring training, Vegas.
Really?
Anything.
Every time?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to get wherever you're going, and the first time you use a credit card, they deny it because they feel like, oh, this is weird. Why is he in another city?
It's locked for 8 hours or something.
And then you're trying to get it back. So it is smart. You can actually do it in most apps now. You just type in, hey, travel warning, I'm going to this area for a couple of days, so don't worry about it if you see some charges. All right, it looks like we got a contestant on the line. As we get ready for the Jackson Merrill press conference in just over an hour, right now we're going to play a little Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got Dre as our contestant for Take on Woods today. Hello, Dre.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Is this your first time playing?
Yeah.
All right.
Long-time listener.
Good luck. You've got five questions of musical trivia head-to-head against Woods. And if you beat or tie him, we'll put you into this week's grand prize drawing. So far, nobody in for the tickets to the When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas on October 18th, featuring Blink 182, Panic at the Disco, The Offspring, and more. Tickets for day two are on sale now at whenwewereyoungfestival.com. And to give you a little bit of an advantage, because Woods is pretty good at this, I will let you pick the category and keep him in the dark. So your choices are Basketball Goose. Five questions with song titles that have something to do with basketball. We got La La Land, five song titles that include the word la. And we've got Without a Doubt, five song titles and artists including the word without. So Basketball Goose, La La Land, or Without a Doubt. Dre, what would you like to play?
Let's go with Basketball Goose.
Basketball Goose. All right, Tier 1 Goose. This is for you. He has authored today's category. This is all on him. It's inspired by March Madness, with every answer invoking the game of basketball. So think of basketball terms. This is going to be a very difficult one for Woods to figure out. All right, you'll have 60 seconds, Dre, to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's the two-second song. Polly's going to play you a little music. And you need to give me both the title and the artist to score that point. And I think this one's a tough one, but maybe that's because I didn't write it. Remember, Tier 1 Goose came up with this one. So, Dre, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Dre, your time begins when Paul plays the music, the category Basketball Goose. Good luck, Dre. Let's take on Woods.
Let the boys be boys.
That's not what it's called. Eddie Van Halen's synthesizer experiments in his home studio famously led to which 1984 mega hit for Van Halen?
Teacher.
Incorrect. A three-episode HBO show led to a self-titled album in 2001 for which comedic rock duo featuring the star of Shallow Hal?
Tenacious D.
Correct. Inspired by Keith Richards' Gardener, which 1968 Rolling Stones hit was a UK singles chart for 11 weeks?
Pass.
Which song from Bruce Springsteen's 1980 album The River reached the top 20 on the Billboard charts, and it's noted for its slow, pained lament about lost love?
Pass.
All right, let's go back to Inspired by Keith Richards' Gardener, which 1968 Rolling Stones hit was on the UK. All right, we got just the one, Tenacious D, which, of course, you know, basketball, Tenacious D. Slam by Onyx was the two-second song. Jump by Eddie Van Halen and Van Halen. Jumpin' Jack Flash is the Rolling Stones hit. And Fade Away by Bruce Springsteen. Like I said, tough category, but you got a point. Stay on the line, Dre. Let's bring Woods in, see how he does on this devious category from Tier 1 Goose. All right, Hello. Dre's score is locked in.
Quiet in here.
Got a Tier 1 category today.
Tier 1 category.
Yeah, written by one of our Tier 1s. Oh. Goose actually came up with this one.
Who did?
Goose. But I won't give you the category. Just telling you where it comes from. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Dre.
Slam by Onyx.
Correct. Eddie Van Halen's synthesizer experiments in his home studio famously led to which 1984 mega hit for Van Halen?
Jump.
Correct. A three-episode HBO show led to a self-titled album in 2001 for which comedic rock duo featuring the star of Shallow Hal?
Oh, Tenacious D.
Correct. Inspired by Keith Richards' Gardener, which 1968 Rolling Stones hit, was on the UK singles chart for 11 weeks.
Dude, I've heard this song. I know this one. What is the category?
God dang it. I've heard this one.
You want to pass?
Pass.
Which song from Bruce Springsteen's 1980 album, The River, reached top 20 on the Billboard charts and is noted for its slow, pained lament about lost love?
I'm on fire?
Incorrect. Inspired by Keith Richards' Gardener, which 1968 Rolling Stones hit was on the UK singles chart for 11 weeks.
It's Gardener.
That was Jumpin' Jack Flash. All right, so Slam, Jump, Tenacious D, Jumpin' Jack Flash, and Fade Away by Bruce Springsteen.
Basketball?
Basketball Goose. March Madness nice. Category from Tier 1 Goose.
Who won?
You did, 3-1 over Dre.
All right, sorry, Dre.
Still no winners this week for the concert tickets in Las Vegas.
I'm taking those concert tickets if
Paulie wants them. But tomorrow's Throwback Thursday, real or fake. Usually a little bit easier to win that game. I'll try to come up with a tough category, though.
Good luck sneaking that past Adam.
That's true. I don't think you're allowed to just take the tickets. But if no one wins them, who gets them?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, someone has to win them.
One would think. That'd be fun to like have to play for Paulie the rest of the week. if I keep smoking fools. But real or fake, somebody's going to, well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Yeah, sometimes you don't win real or fake.
When is the show?
It's in October.
Oh, because I thought you were, because you're going for.
Guess what? Paulie will somehow come up with another trip to Vegas, if he needs to.
Tickets to this. If I had tickets to that, yeah, that's its own trip.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
All right. Did you know this is our first Big League Wednesday
of
the year? Speaking of Big League Wednesday, well, we'll have Brett Boone joining us from our Odyssey colleague, Brett Boone. Also want to remind everyone, Fridays, we got the manager's report coming up with Mike Schilt this Friday at 9 a.m. Going to talk about Jackson Merrill's contract extension and the Padres' hot start. The manager's report is refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Brett Boone will join us. He's got some thoughts, I'm sure, on Jackson Merrill, the new torpedo bats. His brother Aaron's team is
invented, I guess. I have no idea.
I think the most home runs ever for the first four games of a season for the Yankees. We'll get to all of that coming up next with more Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Listen, if you're a homeowner right now and you need a little extra cash in your pocket, how about an extra $75,000 right now? Even a couple hundred thousand. If you own a home, you can get that money in less than a week with Loan Pronto. They are the leader in quickly converting your home's equity into cold hard cash. You can pay off all your credit cards or start that home remodel project now. Loan Pronto has several easy options to let you access the cash from your home. Virtually no paperwork, no cumbersome process, no junk fees, oftentimes no appraisal. So the average homeowner now has over $300,000 in equity. That is your money. Use it. All right. You can get approved in as little as a day. Act now with no hard credit pull up front. LoanPronto.com, 619-207-4336. Get the money you need for anything at all, 619-207-4336 or LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Got to be done.
Is that Robert Plant?
Yes.
He does the screaming part, though?
Correct.
Yeah. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County, the UPS store. Your local San Diego County, the UPS store locations are hosting a shred event from April 7th through April 15th. 50% off shredding services. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. It's our first Big League Wednesday of the season, and one of our regular guests throughout the season is going to be our friend, the former All-Star Brett Boone. Our Odyssey colleague is going to join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And we are joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett, the host of the Brett Boone Podcast, the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. It's been a while. Great to have him back. Booney, how have you been? How was your off season? And aren't you glad baseball is back?
Hey, guys. Yes.
Hey, buddy.
I enjoyed my off season. Yes, it's we had an exciting first week. A lot of topics to go over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm always glad when we're getting it going again.
I saw you on New York Sports Radio talking about your brother Aaron and the Torpedo Bats. I think that's obviously a great place to start. You did say to me on Twitter, don't worry, Woodsy, I'll grab one for you. I'll bring it to Fantasy Camp. You don't need to. It's already in the mail. I've ordered one yesterday from Victus. So I'll have one hopefully before my doubleheader on Sunday. But if not, I'll have it next week, Booney. I can't wait to get my hands on this thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a super bat.
The super bat. Yes.
It'll change everything. No.
All right. Give me your honest assessment of it. Look, it came out. I don't know. I mean, there's kind of varying reports about when guys started experimenting with it, when they started using it. Major League Baseball approved it. There's pitchers up in arms. Our old friend Matty Strom had some very strong words about Stromy got nuts. Let's see. Tyler McGill got really upset as well. But yeah, it's approved by Major League Baseball. Teams are starting to swing it, and teams are starting to order them by the dozen.
Well, who cares what pitchers have to say? They're non-baseball players. They just pitch. So we don't care about what they say. Secondly, there's nothing illegal about it. I mean, it's not like – and here's my – I'm going to give you my layman take, because all I can give you is the baseball player, the hitter, my take, without really knowing what it is, never having one in my hands. But it's not the big – I don't know. It's not making the bat harder or the ball go farther. It's just taking the sweet spot, which is a few inches that we all strive to hit the ball on consistently, and it's moving it millimeters one way or the other to what fits the personal swing.
Sure.
So I'm not completely caught up on this, and I don't know all the X's and O's, but I had Chuck Shupp, the Louisville Slugger. He was the head of Louisville Slugger. He's the guy that got us our bats. He did it for 25 years. He's now with Chandler Bats. He said this started a few years ago, and guys getting real individualistic with their approach and how they – with their equipment. It's really interesting to me because I never thought of that. I don't think any of us did back in the day. And I think the way the metrics and the data and everything is really – going computerized and analyzed, and you don't do anything out right now without looking at what are the metrics on that. I think sports at the highest levels are all doing it, and I think it's something 15, 20 years from now is going to be the norm. I think you're going to go into a studio like a PGA Tour guy goes in.
Yep.
and gets fitted for a driver. Okay, well, that driver is not going to be the same driver we buy at Dick's Sporting Goods. It's going to have the weight dispersed in a different spot. It's going to be the exact length for this PGA Tour player. You know, when a standard might be 46 inches, the tour players might be 45 and 5/16.
Yeah.
Because everything is individualized to him. And they go into a lab and you hit balls for about a half hour, and you come out and a day later they have a custom built driver for you, for your individual swing. And that's how you go on. I think in the future for baseball, I think that's what it's going to be. And I think it's going to start now. I think you're going to see the guys like Judge and Soto and Ohtani, the Freeman, Betts, those type of players, Harpers, that have had a ton of success. They're going to kind of look at you and go, listen, you know, Aaron Judge is going to go, I'm doing just fine, hitting 50-some plus home runs with the bat I've been using my whole life. No thanks. But I think for the younger player, they're going to start to get into it and kind of, well, let me see what I can do if I can customize, you know, what my swing path is to maybe hit it on the barrel. The barrel's not getting bigger. You're just moving the barrel to a different part of the bat.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of cutting edge, and I think it's something years from now, it's not going to be a big deal. Everybody's going to go to the lab. They're going to have their own bat. The days of the C-271 and the R-60 or the R-161, I think, is going to go by the wayside, and everything's going to be customized to the individual. But I don't know. In the short term, it's interesting. It's going to cause a lot of talk. And like you said, you know, I'm obviously kidding when I talk about pitchers like that. But you're going to have pitchers saying one thing and hitters saying it doesn't affect it. But it's definitely been a hot topic this first week of the season.
When you were coming up, Booney, did you and your buddies ever screw around with a corked bat?
I think we did, and you did it in batting practice.
Yeah.
I was scared to death of the cork bat, you know, because if you ever went up there,
you saw the video.
Super Bowls went flying.
Who was it?
That was Chris Sabo.
Chris Sabo, yes.
Chris Sabo. He was hitting in front of me in Cincinnati, and they went all over the, you know.
You were there?
The only thing is.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, my
everything, God. Everything that you do in your career. For one time you take that bat up there, it would all be negated. Oh, that's why he hits home runs. So, no, I never even thought about bringing it up. But I think on a few occasions they break it out in batting practice to see if we could feel a difference. What people don't I think a lot of people do understand, but the reason that a cork bat is beneficial is not because of the cork or because of the super balls that are put in the bat. It's because you hollow it out and you get a heavier, denser piece of wood that's lighter.
Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? So
100%.
It's an interesting concept. Yes. Never had the gall to even think about putting it on the bench during a game. But I think back in my Cincinnati days, we messed around in BP to see how much, you know, length we thought we got on a fly ball.
Golf analogy again, it's like using a graphite shaft as opposed to a steel shaft.
Yeah.
It's just lighter. You can swing it faster, which makes the ball go
farther.
Yep. So that's, you know, that's the point.
Well, and the thing with the bats too is, you know, you start from a young age, and there's probably now, wow, there's so many bats, but you know, let's say there's 40 different models to choose from. I mentioned a few earlier. You know, the M110 was popular when I came up. The C271, that was popular as it got. R161's a classic. It's a classic name of a bat. But we were mixing and matching. I was getting a C271 with a 141 head, and we could mix and match. There's barrels that extend lower. There's barrels that extend higher. They're all, you know, they're all here, and they all came from somewhere. The C271, which was my model my whole life, Griffey used it. And I looked at Griffey's. I said, I like that. You know, Alex Rodriguez used the C271, but it came from George Brett, Rod Carew. They kind of came up with the dimensions of the C271. So that was their personal bat back then. I think just today's technology, and in 2025, I think you're going to just see guys doing it at a much higher technical level.
And Tony Gwynn famously used a 32 and a quarter inch bat, I know, one of the shortest in the game when he played, but
yeah.
Other guys use much bigger, heavier bats for power. So there's always been different bat sizes. We're talking to Odyssey insider Brett Boone. Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The big news, of course, in San Diego this morning, Brett, the contract extension for Jackson Merrill, going to be a news conference in about 45 minutes. We're going to carry it live. Let me just ask, is there any danger here in locking up a young kid at 21 years old for 10 years? It certainly doesn't seem like it, given what we've learned about Jackson Merrill in the last year. I mean, you saw him a little bit when we were out at Fantasy Camp as well. Your thoughts on this deal that the Padres are giving out?
Well, I mean, I think there's always risks, but I think that's for management and people around him that are living with Jackson Merrill daily. You know, the uniform staff, Schilt. What kind of guy is this guy? Can I trust him for 10 years? Well, obviously the Padres have come to the conclusion that they can trust him. They really like, I mean, what a great player for the age, what he's able to do. Seems he's a good kid, great demeanor. A gamer. And those are the guys you want to lock up and have for a long time. There's always risk to any long-term contract. Some have worked out great for some organizations and some haven't. I don't think you can really look into the future. You can only look into the person and what's inside and do as a businessman, do I want to invest in not only this person's talent level, but this person's makeup and what he brings to the table. I think young player like him, I think he's shown enough that he's the real deal and he's here to stay and he's going to be a real good player for years to come. So obviously the Padres felt that way. I'm excited. I think it's a good sign. I think a few years ago you did it with Tatis and Machado. Well, this is the next generation of that. I think Jackson Merrill is nothing but upside.
Got one more question for you, Booney, before you go. Obviously, the Dodgers are off to just as hot of a start. They're 7-0. The only hiccup, maybe, was Roki Sasaki's second start, where he came out. I mean, you probably saw the video of him getting a little teary in the
little pouty,
on the side.
Little pouty.
What do you think the teammate reaction would be to that? Is it not? I mean, is it different than obviously when you would have played?
When I would have played, yeah, it would have been a little bit different. But, you know, everybody's different. Sasaki, when he was coming over here, I had heard, you know, the Yamamoto, when he came over and they gave him $300 million and they were very confident in what they did, he was a finished, polished product.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot, Sasaki, sky's the limit as far as potential and his ability and the stuff that he brings to the table. But I had heard from scouts and guys that have been watching him, you know, he's not quite the finished product yet. He's still in the making. So he's not that polished big league guy. He just has the big league stuff. So that might be a project that's gonna go a while for them. But I mean, you look at that team. It's so ridiculous. It's like you don't even need Sasaki. You got Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow. I mean, they roll out May last night.
Nasty.
Throwing 100-pound bowling balls at these guys, and it's like, this is your fifth, sixth starter. Gonsolin's coming back. Kershaw's starting to throw, and we haven't even gotten to Ohtani yet, who I know is going to be pitching by the middle of this summer. So they've got so much depth. They got so much firepower. If they want to back off and take it a little bit easy with the Sasaki kid, maybe give him a tenure in the bullpen. I wouldn't even rule out him going to the minor leagues at some point this year just to hone his craft. The stuff is there. It's electric. But that doesn't mean you're ready for prime time all the time. And maybe he just needs a little more, you know, a little more growing up and a little more experience before he comes that ready for prime time guy. And in the meantime, this Dodger rotation is so deep, it really doesn't matter. I don't think they'd miss a beat right now if he weren't there.
I don't think so either. And the culture shock for these guys has got to be severe, you know, number one,
yeah,
coming over
different here.
And you can have you can have Yamamoto and Shohei on the team.
I mean, Yuki Matsui already looks like a different pitcher
after
just having a year under his belt.
It's exactly
comfortable
right.
Over
it's
here.
Exactly right. And I've cautioned Padre fans, like, I saw the meme. Yeah, I wanted to retweet it and make fun of him. Then I thought to myself, that's going to blow up in your face. The kid's got too much good stuff, and they've got time to figure it out for him. So I'm going to reserve judgment on his 1 2/3 innings home debut with the Dodgers, because, I mean, again, like you said, the stuff is nasty. And, you know, they do a pretty good job at developing pitchers there. Not always at keeping them healthy, but at developing pitchers. They're going to be just fine. But the Padres are rolling right now, Booney, and that's what's been fun for us.
Wow. It's been great. I went to game two against the Braves. And these guys are good. I knew the Padres were going to be good. I look at the Dodgers in this division. I think it's going to be a real uphill battle to beat the Dodgers. I'd be very impressed if anybody did. But nevertheless, I look at the division. I look at the Padres. They're a playoff team, obviously, a year ago. And by the way, they're not scared of the Dodgers. They're one of the few teams that really go head-to-head with the Dodgers. Good Dodgers know it. And what the Padres have done over the last couple of years has put that in the back of their mind. So they know that the Padres aren't scared of them. That's a positive. I look at this Padre team. It's really good. You got Cease and King at the top. King pitched great last night. Yu Darvish is probably going to be a little longer than we thought. Obviously, Musgrove being down is tough. But you still got Adam and Suarez at the end of that bullpen. Bullpen's been phenomenal so far. And I really like with the maturation of a Merrill coming onto the scene. I love Bogarts being back at short, Cronenworth being back at second. They're natural positions. I think they're both going to thrive in that position. You got Machado, who's the annual MVP candidate, and is Tatis going to break through and have that MVP year this year? But the key for me is you got to have Bogart start to play like the Bogarts in Boston and the Bogarts they thought they were getting in San Diego. If he adds to the mix of all those talented players around him, man, they've got something there. And this team's just a really good team, an elite team. I think a top five, top eight in all of baseball are the San Diego Padres. And if they play that well at the trading deadline, you never know, add that top line pitcher to replace kind of a Musgrove. But Cease and King at the top and Darvish coming back, and what I've seen early from the other guys in the rotation, the Vasquez and the Pivetta, I think the Pivetta was a huge, sneaky move right at the end of the offseason, that his first outing, it's as good as he gets. He went seven
Booney, scoreless. We're out
that
of time.
Was a sneaky move.
I'm sorry. We're gonna get cut off ourselves here in a couple seconds.
We'll Thanks, buddy.
Looking forward to talking to you throughout the season. Insider Calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. We got our Jackson Merrill press conference coming up in our next hour here with Ben and Woods.